Thank you, Kim. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. All right, Bill. She's got a couple of Grammys, an Oscar Award, a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. But I have to admit, she's still pretty new to the whole Facebook Live thing. Melissa Etheridge on the line with us. Hello, Melissa.
Hey.
I have loved watching your Facebook Live, trying to figure out, is this on? Is this working? It's really cute.
I didn't know real people watch that.
Yeah, real people do. We got a little tour of your apartment in New York. Happy Memphis Rock and Soul Day today.
Oh, thank you. I'm having a good time. I'm having a real good time with this project so much.
All right. You are honoring the legendary Memphis label Stax Records. This is great for your voice. Bring Me Some Water was probably the first time we heard you. I worked in rock radio back then and thought, listen to this chick sing. You have got the best voice, and it works really well with the whole Memphis sound.
Well, it really comes from that. When you think of songs like Bring Me Some Water, I'm the Only One, those are that blues rock basis. And you know, my heroes, Janis Joplin, Bruce Springsteen, they all were listening to this music. They were inspired. You know, Rolling Stones. This the Stax catalog, the Stax phenomena, the music in Memphis at that time in the 60s and the early 70s, just we're still hearing it, you know, in effect in music today. And just to go back to the source, to Otis Redding and the Staple Singers, and just cover these songs, I was a little scared, but I was honored to do that. And I went down to Memphis and recorded with these cats that, you know, played this music, and I just had a great time.
And John Mayer's playing on a song with you?
Yeah, he's playing on two songs. The blue, more bluesy tracks on this album are ones of Albert King, Born Under Bad Sign, and then Otis Redding did a version of Rock Me Baby, the B.B. King song. And so I called in, I asked John if he would come play. He's really an underrated guitar player. That man is one of the best guitar players in the world right out there right now. And he just played the beautiful blues, and it was just such a thrill.
Has anyone ever said no to you, Melissa? Have you called anybody up and said, let's do a duet, and they go, I don't think so.
You know who said no to me?
Who?
An artist. Do you know who Joan Armatrading is?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
she, because I did one of her songs, The Weakness in Me.
Yeah.
So I went over to London. She was wonderful, beautiful. We're having dinner and you know, wine and Indian food. And I said, you know, we should do something together. And she goes, no.
Oh, wow.
Just like that.
Wow.
She said, no, I don't do things like that.
Oh.
It wasn't really personal, but still I went, oh, my God, you said no.
But then I bought her duets album. She sang with everybody else. I don't understand that. That's a snub. That's not fair.
You know, you talk about going back to the roots of rock. My 17-year-old son is into all that Albert King and the older stuff. I love the roots of rock. To me, nothing takes that place. You know, like, I'm not a big hip-hop lover. I'm really not. I like the classic rock where it all began.
There's a reason they call it soul music. It speaks to a part of us, especially, you know, our generation, this time, our society from the last, you know, 50 years and now and into the future. It's very... Music has a special place, and this kind of music, the music that's about love and desire and hope and dreams and equality and you know, equal, just the social and the personal aspects of the music are so deep in all of us, and I it's a very American music, and it is the source of a lot of the music you hear today.
Absolutely. You're coming to town Tuesday, October 25th at the Park West. You've been there before. It's a great venue. And then again in December the 13th, Skokie at the North Shore Center for the Performing Arts.
I can't get enough of Chicago.
Good.
I married Chicago, you know,
yeah.
A Rockford girl, and got say hello to the in-laws over there, you know. Paul,
oh, good.
In Rockford right now. They're listening.
Melissa, a lot of performers today come up through shows like American Idol or The Voice or America's Got Talent. Do you think that that's a fair shortcut or not?
Well, it can be a shortcut, but the longevity is always the question. You can in this day and age, you can, like Andy Warhol said, you can be famous for 15 minutes, real easy.
Yeah.
It's easy to be famous. Can you, you know, curate a career out of it? Can you? That takes the talent. That takes the dedication and the work. And you know, however you get people to first see you, whatever, but it's the dedication of keeping it and making it a career that makes a difference.
And doesn't it take the drive out of it a little bit if you're just, oh, here, I'll put up a YouTube video? I know the point is to get noticed, but you also need to start playing these smaller clubs and working your way up and earning it. Then I think it means more to you.
It's about the experience. The more you put into it, the farther you will go. You know, you can be a flash in the moment, and that's all good, and we have that, and it's like candy or, you know, junk food. There's a place for that. Yet if you're looking for a career in music, enjoy what you're doing, especially in Chicago. Oh my God, there's so much opportunity and places to play live music in Chicago. There's great music coming out of Chicago.
New CD, Memphis Rock and Soul. It drops today, as kids say, in stores and also Amazon.com, iTunes. You can pre-order. You can get it wherever you want. All right. So in the news lately, it said that you had sided with Brad Pitt. You did a little song about Brangelina. Do you have anything you'd like to comment about that?
If you really follow that, my buttons were pushed for children and an old friend. And boy, you really don't know how caught up. I was just a little radio. It was like this. I just said something on a little radio thing, and man, it just gets—it's like wildfire. And that was one of the reasons I went on Andy Cohen's show. And you know, I have to do what I do, which is to write a song and kind of just neutralize it and go, hey, love everybody. It's all, you know, everyone's. It's life is hard enough.
Sure.
And what they're going through is hard, and I just wish them all the best.
It is hard, and you are fantastic. Can't wait for you to come back to Chicago. It's Tuesday, October 25th at the Park West, and then December 13th, Skokie at the North Shore Center for Performing Arts.
Now, October 25th is the first day of the World Series.
Right.
So.
Whoa. Bill, you said you were going to talk baseball with Melissa.
Yeah,
Etheridge.
Here it is. There's our baseball segment. So what do you make of this, Melissa? There's a way to enjoy both somehow, isn't there?
I don't know. I would not blame you if you bought a ticket to see me and the Cubs are in the World Series. I would expect an empty club. It's Chicago. It's the Cubs.
But we have Sox fans here, too.
I expect the club to be closed.
Can I suggest something to you, Melissa? Just on the side of the stage, have a black and white Philco television and just have the game on during the show.
Hey, I actually played in Phoenix in 2001 in the sixth game. It was actually, no, they won that night. Yeah, it was the seventh game, and I had a show, and it was like the last two innings, and we did. We projected the game. We asked. We asked permission. But that
oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, the Philco TV will fit right into this a whole Memphis rock and soul you got going on, so maybe you should think about that.
I don't know. I don't. But come on. It's got to be the Cubs' year. You guys, your little hearts are probably beating, and it's hurting you, isn't it?
Yeah. There's a lot of tension, a lot of excitement around the town right now. There is. But there's a way to enjoy both, I'm sure.
Well, so nice to talk to you. Hi to your in-laws in Rockford, and continued success, and hope to see you at the Park West because I am a White Sox fan, so it doesn't...
Wendy will be there.
It doesn't affect me at all. Melissa, thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Looking forward to seeing everybody in Chicago.
Take
Good
care,
luck,
Melissa.
Cubs. Go Cubs.
Melissa Etheridge.
Look at that. She said that just to you.
Wasn't that beautiful? That was very nice.
You can follow her on Twitter. She's on Facebook. I really was having a good time watching her do the Facebook Live because she didn't really know what to do with it.
Right.
And I mean, here's a woman who's played sold-out shows all over the world, played with all these musicians, and it's like, is it on? Is it going? It's really funny. You can check it out on her Facebook page.
We'll take a very fast break. We'll be back in just a little bit. It's Bill Leffen. It's Wendy Snyder on WGN.